Hello, friends. Dev here with you once again for TikTok Tuesday. It's a beautiful day out. There's been a huge storm in my region. It's finally passed. I don't know if you can hear those birds outside. It's a beautiful day. The forest has come alive once again. Naomi and I went out into the city to do some errands. It's just been, all in all, a great day. About an extra hour or so between now and when we start streaming the new Star Wars game tonight on the channel. So I'm settling down for lunch with a bowl of homemade spicy ramen. And we're going to look over some TikTok nonsense that you guys have DM'd me on Discord once again. So thanks for that, guys. I didn't want to live that long anyway. First things first, apparently there's a new TikTok challenge, this time eating the plastic wrapping that comes with fruit roll-ups. The fruit roll-ups legal team just debunked a TikTok trend claiming the plastic wrapper is edible. Who thought, like, all right, you know, I shouldn't be surprised. Tide Pod Challenge, every other challenge on the, I think I even did a video back in the day about all the dumb challenges that people have done. The NyQuil Chicken Challenge. Going viral on the internet is just retarded nowadays. Okay, Stitch with Hollyberry09. Legal is making me clarify you should not attempt to eat plastic. From the official Fruit Roll-Ups TikTok. I didn't know Fruit Roll-Ups had a TikTok.
Plastic doesn't freeze, I'm pretty sure.
What?
Okay, there's no way. Let's see. All right, fresh out of the freezer. Let's see.
Let's see.
She may be right.
Ooh.
Nope. Plastic.
Why would you try this? Like, there are some dumb challenges out there where this one takes the cake. Just eat the plastic. Fuck it. But if only everything else that you guys have sent me would be as wholesome as that. Are you ready for the diarrhea? I'm just here to take notes. I take excellent notes. All right, what are we taking notes on?
They've tried to extinguish tear gas canisters with water bottles, using traffic cones and metal bowls to snuff out the gas before it spreads.
Oh, how to protest! How to be an Antifa member!
On the front lines, many demonstrators wear makeshift armor. Videos show protesters forming human supply chains, some over 1 mile long. And to communicate what supplies are needed, they use hand signals passed along the chain.
Imagine having this much free time.
In this video, protesters are asking for helmets.
Like, I got too much stuff going on, man.
Several videos show how the massive crowds part to allow ambulances free passage.
Oh, wait. These are Hong Kong protests.
Protesters have adopted a strategy they're calling Be Water in order to evade the police. It means that they move quickly rather than occupying a single location.
That's why it doesn't look like Antifa, actually. So that's all interesting stuff, but as you can see, it's much more organized because they're actually fighting a bad government. That's not happening in the States. You know, for all the bad stuff that, you know, America or Canada or the UK or any Western nation might do, not as bad as China. And the whole, like, oh, I'm just taking down notes so that we can copy what they do over here, it's like, unnecessary, unwarranted.
Do you want to reduce your participation in capitalism?
No, I don't.
You can move your money out of the for-profit banking system. If you're in the US like me, you're probably using one of these four banks. All of them are for-profit, which means they're extracting as much profit as they can from your money. The good news is that you can take your money out of this extractive system by banking with a credit union or a nonprofit bank.
So as far as I understand, the difference between capitalism and socialism has nothing to do with money. It has everything to do with the worker's relationship to the means of production. You don't change your relationship to the means of production by banking with a different bank, right? Now, credit unions are fine. For those of you who don't know what a credit union is, it's basically, it offers the same service as a bank, but it's a worker co-op bank, basically. But only kind of, because it's the people who actually bank with it actually own part of the company, and they're non-profit. The issue ultimately with credit unions is that, and at least in my parents' experience, because they used one for a while, it was harder to get certain large-scale loans. For example, if you want to get a mortgage so you can pay off a house or something, you can get that from a bank. It's much harder to get from a credit union. They have their place in the market. They're a good idea, but this idea that this is how you disengage from capitalism, nope, that's not how it works, man.
Everything I'm going to mention has to do with building civic and institutional power. It's all about numbers. It's all about bonds, baby.
The bullet-trained Giga Chad's Guide to Dismantling Capitalism. These are all still anti-capitalist ones, guys. All right, what's this list here? Propaganda, of course, is propaganda. Harkens back to my Gramsci video.
One is propaganda. We have got to control the narrative on the internet and IRL. I don't care if it's music, videos, jokes, thought-provoking essays, performative memes, man, all that shit. Leftist critique should be bleeding into even the most apolitical spaces on the internet. I'm talking makeup, vlogging, gaming.
Listen, they don't want you to have any break from their politics. Leftist critique needs to bleed into every single apolitical space. No, it fucking doesn't. And in fact, when you see someone doing that shit, you just need to say, no, fuck you. We're not here to talk about politics. But everything's political. Fuck off.
Number two, we need left-leaning and sympathetic characters and institutions of power and media to help facilitate and protect revolutionary action and help control the professional narrative.
Yep, there it is. They just outright say it. They need to put their plants into the institutions. And then those people need to misuse the power from their positions to push those politics. That is something that we absolutely have to resist.
And while we're at it, cut it with the anti-voting shit. It makes no fucking sense. It's
good luck,
revolutionary
buddy.
Action. Number three, no more label wars. It's anti-praxis. You're going to work with an ML. You're going to work with an anarchist. Get over it. We don't have to be a hive mind. We just have to operate like one.
Dude, you're going to work with an ML. You're going to work with a Marxist-Leninist. This is the thing. This is what left unity means. It means basically the people who say, oh, we're not like the tankies. It's okay. We're actually the good ones. We're just like the Bernie Sanders sock Dems or whatever the fuck. No. They're going to work with the MLs. They're going to work with the they're going to work with the tankies. They're going to work with the Stalinists. That's how it's going to be. All right. And you know what? Within that leftist unity, the Stalinists being the most bloodthirsty, they will win that internal fight. This is why it always degenerates into this sort of authoritarianism.
Number four, no more USSR aesthetic. No more Molotov cocktail aesthetic. This shit's lame. We got a new one. We're bullet train giga chads because fixing shit is awesome and ignoring problems is lame and weak chin.
That's right. They're doing the whole bullet train thing. It's like, how come every other country has, you know, bullet trains? Why can't America? Well, America's bigger than Germany. America's bigger than Japan. And also, most people don't want to really go to the various internal states. They want to go to Florida, Texas, New York, LA, and then like Washington State. That's where most of the people who would use the bullet trains actually want to go. They don't want to have a bullet train that goes across the United States. There's just no demand for it. But that's their new aesthetic. They're giving up the USSR aesthetic, even as they side with Marxist-Leninists. Okay, we get it. The subversiveness, we get it.
Also, there's already so much anti-communist propaganda out there that it makes it really fucking hard to radicalize people when they're already turned off by the symbolism.
And of course, this is the same thing. Their radicalism good, their enemy's radicalism bad. The truth is, no one's radicalism is good.
Number five, if you can't boil down theory so that liberals, normies, and baby leftists can latch onto it, stay out of the agitprop game. You're not helping as much as you think you are. And at some point, it gets pretty counterproductive when all you're doing is beating other leftists over the head with the amount of books you've read.
Keep doing that shit. Dude, their theory is so fucking stupid. No one has ever actually made the theory digestible because the theory does not map onto reality, all right? That's just the hard truth of it. This shit don't work.
Number six, it's time to rebuild community cohesion. Start a block party, invite your neighbors over, maybe discuss a few local policies like the potholes or the speed trap at the end of your neighborhood. Build friendships with your coworkers and agitate unionization in your workplace. Uplift some motherfuckers, engage in mutual aid. People are more likely to help you if you help them.
The funniest part about that is that if these people actually did that, they would recognize just how conservative the working class around them actually is. Yeah, some of them might be, you know, okay with unions. Some of them might want the potholes to be fixed. But as soon as you talk about cultural issues, as soon as you talk about, let's say, religion, they are going to have opinions that you don't like. And that natural reflex to purity spiral is going to kick right in. This shit always falls apart. Moreover, man, I have a friend group already. I don't really want to get involved with the local community around me, you know? You know that old phrase? Tall fences make good neighbors? This whole idea just bleeds into the we should be in each other's business more, and I just don't agree with that. My neighbors have no right to know what I do in the privacy of my own life, and I have no right to know what they do. My community is not the people who live on my street. It's certainly not, by the way, back when I used to work like a normie job, it's certainly not my coworkers. Fuck, I never wanted to see any of them ever again. Fuck. The minute I punched out, I was out of there. Fuck those people. Nah, I don't want to bring politics into my, you know, normie friend space. Fuck that.
Number seven, protests and demonstrations have got to be a confederation of organizations. From what I've seen from my IRL activism, these things go way smoother when we have a division of labor. Picture this with me for a second. one huge decentralized mass equating the strength in numbers.
A and division then a bunch of smaller labor.
Groups responsible for medical,
oh, no.
protection, legal resources.
Oh, division of labor, dude, that doesn't really jive with what Marx is writing about. These people are like delusional. They're fucking delusional. This shit's never going down. Oh, this one's got music, hold on. This one's got music, hold on. Maybe I'll just, I'll turn off the music here real quick and we'll play it again. It seems like there's only text though. If you're a cis, gay, or lesbian and refuse to date trans folk, you're transphobic. Your genitalia preferences is weird and colonizer as fuck. Is this one of the trans cells where this person's angry that like a lesbian who, you know, only wants women with vaginas won't date her because she has a penis? Is that what this is? Imagine being so entitled that you think that you can just have sex with people, and if they won't, you call them bigoted. The concept of consent just flies out the window with these people as soon as it's them being told no. I made a joke on Twitter a few weeks ago that the incel uprising is actually happening. It's just happening with a bunch of trans maxers now.
I...
Non-binary range, oh my god.
A lady.
You're not?
Not a fucking...
I see boobs, though. Hold on, let's watch that again. I'm not a lady, but you have a face of a girl, you have the hair of a girl. Like, you look very tomboyish, but... You also kind of look like a druggie, but nonetheless, like, I feel for people who try their best to pass as the other gender, and then they get insulted in public. Like, that's probably a pretty rough feeling, you know? It's a pretty rude thing to do. This person, though, all you've done is just throw on a baseball cap and a baggy sweater. In fact, you look kind of like my girlfriend when she's just lounging around the house. She doesn't have to dress up for anybody, you know? If you want to be gendered as a man by other people, you have to, you know, look like one. Alright guys, I've had my spicy ramen slow cooking this whole time. It's about ready, so it's time for me to go. Thanks for being here, everyone. I love you. Oh, and I'll see you tonight for Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. Maybe. Maybe not. I love you.